From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A year after a failed coup against Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Mr. Erdogan said his security advisors are to meet to discuss extending a state of emergency imposed following the July 15, 2016 coup attempt that left about 250 dead. The ensuing crackdown has sacked or suspended tens of thousands, with thousands more arrested and imprisoned, accused of being tied to exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who's suspected of being behind the failed coup, a charge he denies.
Inshallah, yarın.
At a rally Sunday in Ankara marking the anniversary, Mr. Erdogan said the State Security Council will meet Monday to discuss the issue and advise his government about an extension. He also vowed to chop off the heads of members of terror groups and coup plotters. Mr. Erdogan also called on Parliament to reinstate capital punishment. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis said on this anniversary, the country is far from united.
The vote which gave Erdogan extraordinary powers was passed only very narrowly, and the results of that are actually highly in question. In addition, many of the most articulate oppositionists, members of parliament, journalists, academics, and others are in prison right now on trumped-up charges.
The European Commission president Sunday urged Turkey to uphold democratic values if it hopes to join the European Union. At least five Congolese park rangers were killed, an American journalist found safe by security forces in the Okapi Wildlife Reserve in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. She disappeared following a militia attack on Friday. This is VOA News. In Venezuela, gunmen shot into a crowd of voters, killing one person, wounding at least three others, during Sunday's unofficial opposition-led referendum aimed at trying to end two decades of socialist rule. Opposition leader Enrique Capriles said after an overwhelming turnout, the planned July 30 vote to form a constituent assembly to dissolve state institutions and rewrite the Constitution should be canceled. Some 100 people have been killed in almost daily anti-government protests since April. In Poland, thousands rallied in Warsaw and other cities Sunday, opposed to a controversial new law which opponents see as a threat to judicial independence. The law passed gives lawmakers a dominant role in appointing judges. The head of the country's Supreme Court, Małgorzata Gerstow, said the bill guarantees the justice minister will have huge influence on who works for the courts. She called it unconstitutional. The ruling Law and Justice Party argues it will make the courts more efficient and accountable. The French and Israeli leaders Sunday marked the 75th anniversary of the roundup of thousands of French Jews to be sent to Nazi death camps. President Emmanuel Macron told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu France bears responsibility for the mass arrests in 1942. Mr. Netanyahu agreed.
75 years ago, a heavy darkness descended on this city of lights. The Nazis, yes, the Nazis and their collaborators in France, they shattered the lives of thousands of French Jews at Veldiv. It seems that the values of the French Revolution, liberty, equality, fraternity, these values were crushed.
Mr. Macron also called for resumption of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, reaffirmed French support for Israeli security, and expressed concern about the arming of the pro-Iranian Hezbollah in Lebanon. China Monday said its economy grew 6.9% in the second quarter ending in June, beating expectations, the same growth it reached in the first quarter. Britain and the European Union have launched a new round of negotiations on Britain's exit from the 28-member EU. Brexit Minister David Davis travels to Brussels to meet the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, for a second round of discussions on Britain's withdrawal, expected to take place in March 2019. At least nine people drowned while swimming in an Arizona river after being overwhelmed by flash flooding. The incident occurred Saturday in the Tonto National Forest, northeast of Phoenix. In sports, 23-year-old South Korean Park Sung-hyun won the U.S. Women's Open by two strokes at Trump National in Bedminster, New Jersey, her first major golf championship. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.